before we start, I want to say one thing. This is serious, the rest is not. This episode is dedicated to the late Ken Takeda, who died this week and was the first person to ever have a photo at China Banks. We're losing too many out there, but now, the news.
Breaking news, Harsh Marge, with your hosts, Timothy Donald McKinney and Gregory Scott Smith.
Is it on?
Look who's back!
Is it on?
Boom!
Boom!
Okay, let's just start this off. This is the news.
This is the news.
This is dedicated from me to the Gregs and Keith for being all I have right now, and they've really just... I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them right now. If it wasn't the words from Greg Carroll a couple days ago, I'd be sitting in my house in tears still. Instead, I want to be with you guys. So thank you, Greg. This one's literally dedicated to you, man.
I'm tripping on the same thing you're tripping. We both agreed that this guy Wilton Suess with the fucking nollie heel back nose blunt slide in the New Balance edit. Clip of the week, clip of the month, possibly clip of the year.
Clip of the week.
I'm going to say the same thing. And this is what it brings me back to is Enrico Lorenzo back in the day does a switch backside kickflip backside nose blunt slide on a curved ledge. And I don't know if it was an ad, but it was a sequence. And it's dialed so perfect. It's the most beautiful thing I've seen. It brings me back to that day. You know what I mean? Fucking seeing that. Oh, shit. That was fucking bad. Be honest, I thought it was Tiago. I'm glad he got who it was because it's like, who the fuck is this? He's riding a zero board. It can't be. You know what?
I'm going to do this quick.
This was going to be kind of an ender thing, but I got to give it up to Clyde. Clyde's one of us. He's given so much motivation to Greg. And he's got the Soul Train board on Birdhouse. Fucking beautiful, dude. One of the biggest pimps I ever seen was the guy on Soul Train.
The guy on Soul Train.
He must have had the fucking life to see that again. It just brought me back. Shout out, Clyde.
Shout out.
Not only that, the footage, you are back, bro. That's some real deal shit. I've seen everything. I was like, and you just kept going. So more power to you.
And the AI intro with the fake Lizzie coming in there and all that shit. It was tech, fool. Clyde, you're doing it. Mad inspo, baby. Big love.
Sometimes I see the future and I'm not sure, but there is a Brazilian cat, Marcelo Profeta. The shit he's doing is so tech and so dialed. I gotta give it to him. It's like watching Carlos de Andrade or Rodeo. And that's kind of sarcasm, but back in the day, those guys were fucking rippers. It brings me back. Back in the day, I went to Thrasher and I picked up a couple VHS tapes. And it was Silly Society.
Silly Society.
It was old school, raw Brazilian kids fucking it up.
What about Rodrigo TX?
Rodrigo TX.
Texteria, he's probably in there. I believe he's doing switch backside 180 flips, and he's like, or to lip back, switch backside lip slides, but he's like 12. I swear to God, he's in Silly Society as like a 12-year-old doing shit we couldn't already.
Damn,
I shit you not.
Felipe Gustavo.
Felipe Gustavo.
You said it first. You want to talk? Let's talk about Tuan, the rebirth of Tuan. I wasn't even skating. I seen his no jumper, and I seen his vice, and it was the downfall of Tuan. Even how he's talking, it was so nego. To see him now, not just the tricks, not just the cover, but his words. He's got powerful words. The Dark Star Ripper, that's his favorite skater. That guy was fucking ahead of his time down rails. Got, what is it, Mamalu?
Mamalu?
This fool was ahead of his time, Dark Star. Like, almost the style was straight out of, it was so raw. It was like straight out of Africa style. He's doing like nollie backside, heel flips the back lips or something down that blue rail. But it's like, this guy is fucked up.
Yeah, another inspiration. I mean, dude was fucking way down. He sobered up. He came out with a banging part, skating with Beagle and all that shit. It is tight. Good job, Tuan.
Now!
Mind Freaks! That's for Al Partanen. Is I saying it right? Al.
Parts!
And he's on Ace Pelka's channel. And he's trying nose slide to nose blunt slide backside revert. We're gonna send you some Posi Mojo, some footage we did on the curb video, and it's gonna send you there. I want you to do that one for me, okay? Yeah. And I also wanna know who your clothes sponsor is. You look like the dude on Mind Freaks, dude. You got sick ass style. As I'm making that joke, I'm gonna send you the picture. I'm in Klein's fucking garage with your art. So as I'm making that joke to Klein, he's driving home with a piece of your art. It's fire too. It's up at his wall already.
You already know Al, Space Pupil, love you, bro. And actually, Al was one of the first guys that texted me and said, nice job on that newscast. So he was watching.
That's why we're here right now giving you props back. Not only that,
the big ragu.
This is all love, period.
This is all love, period.
Did you see that Julian Aguilar part? He's a little kid on Adidas that fucking came out on Thrasher probably last week.
I'll be honest with you, I don't watch little kids' parts. It doesn't do it for me.
It doesn't do it for me.
Frontside heel flip, heard around the playground at Wallenberg.
I did want to go back to the curbs for a second, and I want to go back to the words of SOTY, the skater of the year, and he says, if you're skating curbs, you ain't a pro. I want us as skateboarders, how do you feel about that? I see it from both sides. If I was a pro and trying my best, and I saw somebody waxing up a curb and fucking that, and then he's the next guy on a Thrasher part as I'm hucking myself down 40 stairs 360 kickflip, I'd be a little frustrated too, because I'm working real hard to make this fucking tray flip, bro. And you're sitting there fucking sanding down a curb and filming it for YouTube. So I understand, bro. I totally understand. I see it from both sides. We're gonna get the words of who's the skater here? What's his name?
Christopher Joslin.
Thank you.
I got some insight. I got a little conversation with my bro, the photographer, Mr. Joe Brook. He told me they just got back from Puerto Rico and the SOTY trip was banging. They had Scheckler, McClung, all those dudes, and Joslin put it down. So look for that video coming soon.
I don't think he ever not puts it down. And the funny part is his fire is his family. So I understand. Keep it going, kid. Motivation footy. It's two parts. It's technically two skaters, but the whole posse really puts it down. And it's Braden in New England G's fire footy. They're having a blast. And it's Nike creased Air Force Ones with Doral and the bunch, dude. It's just like, you want some fire, fire flame? Fire flame ons right there. Just go watch it.
My man, Antonio should just be in the news every episode because that's our guy.
On top of it, I got reports from Atlas, from I believe it was Ryan, saying, I agree with Doral. That guy is the best skater. So it's coming from Atlas as well. Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
I got to go into the local news of skateboarding. And this kid's been blowing my mind. It's not just now. It's been for so long. And the only reason why I knew he was local, because in every edit, he's wearing an FTC shirt. Come to find out, he's at Chenzo's fucking Daly City Skate Park learning how to ride. And it's fucking Jonathan Perez.
Ooh.
I know I'm not the only one who knows what a ripper that is, because Miles in some new footage with him, and they're just killing it at the park, dude, and they're equal, just fucking it up. It's fucking, it's on-time shit, dude. It's really good shit, man.
I've known Jonathan for a while.
Get him on.
He's the homie. Jonathan, come on. Speaking of that, I got some episodes that are coming up. We got Ray Meyer right after this one, showing him the Ray.
Show me the Ray, kid.
And then this is kind of a lead into his next segment, which is the Loop Hardware video. But Cassie Wolf, one of the few women that's on the Loop team that hasn't been on the pod, we're going to 510, the skate shop she works at, and we're doing an interview with her.
Shout out to the Loop Hardware. Shut the fuck up, bid. The girls killed it. The funny, Ducky. It's Ducky shit.
It's Poppy.
Thank you.
Star.
Poppy Star. It's Poppy shit.
It's Poppy shit.
She does a great job. It really shows the girls in their raw form. My fire in that video is Ruby Lily. There's footage of her. I don't know if it's in this video, but I've seen it. It's her doing a Crail tail slide, on an oververt wall down, and she like drops in at the end. She takes it, bucket. It doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy, this was perfection.
And it was sick how they edited it. I like how it's just fucking like ba 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 ba, like they're just charging and having a blast. Fabiana, Nicole, Haley, Poppy,
Gregory.
The majority of them have been on the pod. Show,
which is like, that shows how Greg's just on it. He knows the girls and where it was just great. It blew my mind how many of the girls have already been on the pod.
Got
and
the ones
that
girls.
That haven't, come on, we want to hear your story.
Yeah, you got it.
I do want to give a couple shout outs.
Shout out.
First, I want to give it to the Atlas girls. I hope Rhodes is still skating, and Marissa. You girls are fire, dude. Keep that up. You're bringing passion in San Mateo. Keep it up. I want to bring it up to Song Hop at No Comply. She works there. She came from a freak show circus.
Freak show circus.
And it's not even about her skating. It's her words. And it's believe in yourself. Listen to your thoughts. When it comes to style and our future. I just talked to Klein. He's talking, well, she's an Olympic pro. Yeah, well, that's the fucking world now, Klein. And it's Sky Brown at Burnside with the kickflip indie like the boys. I fucking loved it. Local to local news. The local skateboarder is Tallulah Brooks, and she's at, what is it? Waller.
Waller.
My name is Tallulah Brooks, and I'm from San Francisco.
I can relate from the local girl perspective, and she's sitting there in her giant shirt. And fuck it, I thought you'd like that. She's ripping it in a giant shirt. You know what I mean?
That's right, go giant. Ayo, ayo, we're talking about ayo.
Ayo.
Ayo Nishikawa, 720 body jar. Ever seen that before? No, you haven't.
Blood
Wizard. But watch the Blood Wizard video. Sorcery. Big shout out to Gregson.
Shout out.
Fucking filmed and edited. So sick. Good soundtrack. Great video from the boys at Blood Wizard.
Shop.bloodwizard.com.
Tickety tack.
I want to give it up to somebody who I believe deserved the ender. His Ooh. Boys used to rash his ass out about go do a 540 on that curb, kid. Those same guys are so proud of you, I know it. Shout out to Kenny McOsborne. He's the one that told me the story. Everywhere you went, everyone's telling you go do a 540. It probably got old. But it's to Dern in the Fallen video. Fire.
Fire.
Well-rounded. My favorite thing is the MIG twist at the old pal spot. It's like, dude, come on, man. That's old and new raw dog shit on the streets. You win it for me, man.
I want to roll right now in slow-mo the trick before the final trick, which is the airwalk down the Tommy Gunn set. Damn! And gotta give him a shout out.
Shout out. I wanna talk about an art piece that always hit me more than anything, and it's in Goldfish. It's Lance Mountain and Sticking His Lame, talking about the pogo stick. I'm sure it was a Spike idea. I don't know where it came from, but the paradox is real. To where I'm on fucking YouTube and here these guys are dead serious. They're talking just like Lance.
Talking just like Lance.
But they're dead fucking ass serious at the stage bus doing it.
Like, we've gotten little hate there, here and there, but I feel like the same hate anyone gets for being nerdy about what they love.
The fallout's gonna be real when these guys lose their sponsor. Sticking's gonna be lame. They're gonna be focusing them just like Lance. That's some real ass shit, kids. I wanna make a correction, and it's not a correction. Greg already said he handled it, but it's Tom Gerholski. We love you more than ever. My second board ever. And it's the guest you want. He's still gonna try to get him on. Who is it?
Murph.
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 Murph. Hey, we gotta get Murph on still. We ain't forgot about that, okay?
He had a kid, but that was like 3 years ago. Let's do this, Murph. Come on. I need to complete the Alva whole team. I need Dave Duncan. I need Craig Johnson. I need Murph. And I need Eddie Radigy. Those are the four guys I need to complete that Alva squad. I'll throw Jeff Hartzell in there too. We'll throw Jeff Hartzell. Oh, and Mario Rubalcaba.
I'd love Mario Rubalcaba.
Mario's coming. We gotta just make our stars align.
I'd rather hear just music. I wanna hear everything. Mario Rubalcaba Lava's the shit, dude. Fuck yeah. I agree with that. That's a great call. On to other news. And it's just like, I really don't know how to feel like this. And the first time I saw this, I'm trimming dope at Oil's house. And he comes in, he's all, this is the future of skateboarding. And here comes this guy sliding on a plastic fucking wet floor sign down the street. I'm going, that is the David Copperfield of skateboarding. Shout out Richie Jackson. Shout out, what's his name? The guy he's doing the pod with?
Laban?
No. Think Brother. Corey McIntyre. They're doing a pod.
Cody McIntyre.
Yeah, Cody McIntyre. And some of the my thoughts actually have come from, I hate to admit it, but I've watched your pod a couple times, and you guys are talking some funny shit. Richie and Cody sit there and bag on each other the whole time to the point where I'm all, whoa, dude, those are some fighting words. And somebody responds, nah, they're playing, they're busting each other. But it's fucking funny. They're fucking good at it, right? Anyways, it's called David Copperfield Skateboarding.
Ooh.
And we have a couple guys, Jason Bastian. He's in his backyard on a bunch of garbage. He's not even moving. He's doing 25 tricks standing still. And I don't know how to feel about it. On the other side, there's Philosophia on Instagram. Ron Whaley's fucking stoked on this kid. He's doing no comply step off 540 to frontside crooks on blocks, and he's got it dialed. So that's the two sides. And I want to know how you feel about David Copperfield skateboarding. And it reminds me of Ozone and Turbo and breaking to Electric Boogaloo with the fucking broom, where it's just all.
If you forget it, you'll regret it. Electric Boogaloo.
If you forget it, you'll regret it. Electric Boogaloo.
No, we need coping skills.
Okay, well, again. And we're going
with Tim McKinney.
Last time it was Guru. This time it's Mikey Chin. And the truth is, watching him skate that mini spine at Burnside is like watching Guy Mariano do his thing. It's equivalent. It's pure mastery and beauty. And it doesn't end there. I didn't realize how far this kid went in skill. Pass style. He does a line where he backside nollie, heel flips in the craziest bank there. If you bail, you go off the side and bust your face off. That's where he started. And then he switched backside tail slides, the fucking, the tight thing into the quarter pipe turn. And it's just pure mastery of the Burnside art. And Mikey Chin's doing it for me. He's my coping mechanism today. And I am on the fall up. I'm losing everything. So, and it's funny that skateboarding, all I know has helped me, is helping me right now to the point where I'm out here with you guys. And I should probably be fucking gone.
Applying at the post office.
Or some. Yeah, well, I have been.
Shout out Brzezinski.
Shout out. All we know is skateboarding. Then you're on the fall off. The words, I hope he brings them in. It's Stacy in the fucking Gator video. You got about a 4-year fucking window. And when it's over, if somebody don't put you under that wing, you are lost and you're eaten alive. And I'm feeling it more at 49. I'm feeling it for the first time ever. My whole life is falling to shit. And what did I do? I came on Talkin' Schmidt to talk the news with you because it's making me feel fucking better.
You want to give a shout out to a couple of our producers here?
No Man is awesome.
No Man is awesome.
And he's on the East Coast. And I believe I first saw him on Shetler's Pod or whatever. But he's just nothing but positivity. And he's just, we don't have to know you to love you. You just have always, you've been here since the get anyways, dude. So thank you for being there, no? You know?
Billy Rabin or Rabone.
Rabin.
I don't know how you say your last name, but Billy Rabin, shout out.
Shout out.
Producing this shit. And the last guy, Jacob Stokely, was the first guy. First guy to be a member. If you don't know about the membership, now you know. Let's get some more shit going.
Let's get some more shit going.
Another one that was doing it for me, another little fucking coping mechanism, has been Ducky's footage. I want to say Kovic, I don't know how to say his name right, but insanity, half nut shit. But
the so I'm duck.
I'm watching your footage from a while ago, and then you are doing a wacky tray flip to Smith grind on that big rail, where I think Boy says, did you see that tray flip before the Smith? So your motivation, your city boy style, and it kind of stoking me out. Another one that's a
hold
little
on, time out.
Time out.
Right now, we're going to go to a clip I filmed at McLaren Park of Ducky. Check it out.
Next one was, this was a while ago, but it was Nigel's vacation. And I was like, you guys look like you're just having the time of your life. You're up at Bernie Falls.
Oh, I was going to talk about that.
So I'm glad we're kind of bringing it up again.
And dude, Nigel's on a fucking run right now.
Dude.
His little lines are so gnarly, and they're just having a blast with. It's like they went up to the Northwest like we used to.
They reminded me of
that.
But
we used to hit skate parks, and they're hitting the streets.
They're just having,
like it's fun time, too. And I'm like, damn, they're hammer time.
And I just want to know, did your dad, as a family, did you go up to Bernie Falls? And as I'm watching that footage, I go, damn, I wish these guys were fishermen. Little do they know what kind of trout they have. You have traditional fly fishing. You guys are in fire fishing land. Next time, go get a guide, Nigel, and eat some trout and eggs in the morning. You'll fucking have a blast.
And learn how to fly fish, because I sure as hell can't.
I think that's where I went on. I'm so traditional. When it comes to fly fishing, I'm not traditional.
I don't know how to do that shit.
Throw a bobber, and fucking JJ would get mad at me, but I'll strike indicator fish on him. But when it comes to skateboarding, I'm completely traditional to where I'm almost stubborn-minded. I couldn't progress because of how stubborn I was, you know?
I'll throw a bobber.
Speaking of bobber, what about Bob Burnquist just ripping him still? Man, the footage he's been putting up lately. Also, sorry I forgot your name, but let's roll the footage of this kickflip. I think it's down 20 stairs. I believe this is Mike Moe's new contest circuit. I'm not sure. None of that's important. But look at the skis on this kickflip. That's a big kickflip.
By the way, Antoine did bring up Mike Mo too as one of the best skaters. And what's the other kid that rode for Baker?
Brian Herman?
Yes, he brings you up
Herm.
Too. So that's again, Antoine's words mean a lot. It's not like he's talking shit. He knows. He's seen it with his own eyes. And I agree with the shit he was talking about. The next one is We Need You Now. And Greg already says he has you, but it's Mr. Don't hate the player, hate the game, Theo Hand himself.
Ooh.
And it just goes back to the day I knew he was the true man he is when he brings out his camera, his video camera, goes, check this out. And it's Tom Penny footage, raw dog footage at Presidio with the most beautiful line. It ends with him no comply kick flipping up the four stairs. And it was, to me, I'm all, oh, Theo, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know who you were until just now, bro. Hands down, thick as fuck.
Hands down, thick as fuck.
Tom Penny, buddy.
You and I, in a little toy shop, are going to talk about all the skateboarding we got. But I want to say the Alanis Morissette, isn't that ironic?
Don't
goes
you think?
To, I got off the phone today with a fucking fired up McKenny. And he wanted to do this today, and we're like, okay, let's do it. I hang up the phone. I'm digitizing footage for this Jake Phelps documentary, Oops, Let the Cat Out of the Bag. And all of a sudden, there's 16 millimeter of McKenny at Visalia in the fucking camera, like literally like less than a minute after I hung up the phone. So it's like 10,000 spoons, and McKenny had a knife. I want to say the lip slide heard around the world. This episode, I'm pulling out Alex Midler.
Backside kickflip. Lip to fakie, bro.
Buster Bale Ender banging. I think the whole world heard that one. So that's my pick this episode.
I'll go with the lip slide heard around the world with that one. That was pretty much the most insane fucking... It is. It's probably the best one. Best double kinker lip slide ever done. I mean, who else? That was fucking insane. I agree. Fucking fire, dude. So...
I like these little segments, though, like the fucking coping skills, lips I heard around the world, you know, McKenny's background beats.
One more thing, and you're going to help me with this. It's at the same church that fucking Cairo skates and he kickflip crooks down the double set to the rail at the church on fucking Geary. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is it Geary?
Yeah.
Anyways, fucking city trick of the fucking of today is that was fucking fucked up. Well, I don't even know where my phone is now, but it's at that. We'll put the footage in. It's kickflip crooks down that fucked up shit. It's the city trick of the fucking week for sure. You got anything else right now?
I don't have much. All I know is this. We are at Sharp Park Golf Course looking for the Cooksy.
That's
apparently Chris Cook works here or has been seen
he
here.
He used to work here for sure. This was his fucking stomping ground.
And I did shoot an interview with Jay Maskus here for Kevin Thatcher's golf magazine called Swing. This is all true. And we're here and
stalking Cooksies.
We're
fucking
probably
playing.
Out. And we may be back, we may not be, but thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you enjoyed. Later this week, I'm going to show Tim the Ray Meyer, Saturday night on the channel. Let's get the whole community in there, and let's catch up. So we'll see you then.
I told Keith today, I said, look, right now, in my fucking time of need, all I have is I have no one right now. I'm a lot more alone than I've ever been. He says, you got us. And just those little words go a long way. So thank you, Keith. Thank you so much.
Yeah, check in with people, man. I've been doing this weird thing that's not so weird, but like when I think of someone, I actually have been calling them on the phone and just checking in real quick and saying, hey, dude, I don't have a lot to talk to you about, but I just wanted to say hi. I thought of you today. I don't want to pretend I know what you're doing by watching you on social media. I want to hear your voice and just let you know I was thinking of you. Hope all's good. Till next time.
You're never alone on Talking Schmidt, man.
You're never alone on Talking Schmidt, man.
You're never alone.
I want to thank all you members that are the ones, the shout out, and the producers helping me keep this thing going.
I did forget the fuck. I thought you were going to go mind freak across the curb, but we used it for another part.